Will members...
Will members please vote to signify their presence? Have all present members voted? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 19 senators present this morning. Senator Elias is excused from the call after 10:30 today.
Stand for the invocation.
In the power of the Son and the Holy Spirit. O Lord, let us give heed to the words of thy wisdom. Lord, your constant love reaches the heavens. Your faithfulness extends to the skies. Your righteousness is towering like the mountains. Your justice is like the depths of the sea. Men and animals are in your care. How precious, O God, is your constant love. We find protection under the shadow of your wings. We feast on the abundant food you provide. You let us drink from the river of your goodness. You are the source of all life, and because of your light, we see the light. O Lord, give thy blessing. Amen.
Please note Senator Halford's presence. Secretary certifies correctness of the Daily Journal.
I wish to certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 102nd legislative day.
Senator Ray.
Journal for the 102nd legislative day be approved as certified.
Without objection, so ordered. Are there guests for introduction this morning? You have the floor, Senator Pettijohn.
Mr. President, I have two guests for introduction today. One is an old friend and a client, a constituent, down to observe our proceedings, Jack Piggott. And the second is someone who is no stranger to me, and many of you here, my wife, Babby.
Welcome you here this morning. Are the messages from the governor?
There are no messages from the governor this morning, Mr. President.
The messages from the House?
Message of April 28, the House passed the following. House concurrent resolution number 29 by Representatives M.M. Miller, Duncan, and Grusendorf, encouraging the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities to use calcium magnesium acetate as an ice and dust control agent.
Transportation Committee.
House Bill number 214 by Representative Cato, an act relating to the number of Superior Court judges and providing for an effective date.
Judiciary Finance.
Those are the two House bills.
Are there communications this morning?
There are no communications.
Reports to Standing Committee.
The Resources Committee considered Senate Joint Resolution number 5, Revenue Sharing from Outer Continental Shelf Oil and Gas Development, and recommends it be replaced with a committee substitute with a majority due pass. Signed, Senator Ferencant, Chairman, concurring Senators Eliason, Mulcahy, Ziegler, and Skrzydlewski. SJR 5 has a further referral to Finance. The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee considered Senate Bill number 158, Reappropriations and Appropriation Adjustments, and recommends it be replaced with a committee substitute, and a majority due pass with a sectional analysis. Signed, Senator Josephson, Chairman, concurring Senators Moss and Vic Fisher. Senator Halford signed no recommendation. Senator Paul Fisher signed, do not pass. SB 158 has a further referral to Finance. The Finance Committee considered Senate Bill number 215, authorizing the use of Alaska Permanent Fund income to pay longevity bonuses, amending the longevity bonus program, and the Permanent Fund dividend distribution program, and recommends that the Residency Committee substitute be adopted with the majority due pass. Signed, Senator Bennett, co-chairman, concurring Senators Mulcahy, Josephson, and Sackett. Senators Fake and Vic Fisher signed no recommendation. SB 215 has no further referral.
Rules Committee for placement on calendar.
The Transportation Committee considered committee substitute for House Concurrent Resolution number 25, Transportation, requesting a speed zone in Nakishka, Kenai Borough, and recommends a majority due pass. Signed, Senator Moss, Chairman, concurring Senators Ferencant and Fakes. House Concurrent Resolution 25 has no further referral.
Rules Committee.
The Resources Committee considered House Bill number 314, Special Appropriation to the Legislative Affairs Agency for Operation of the Joint Oil and Gas Committee, and recommend it be replaced with a Senate Committee substitute with a majority due pass. Signed, Senator Ferencant, Chairman, concurring Senators Eliason, Mulcahy, Ziegler, and Stojalewski. HB 314 has a further referral to Finance. The Rules Committee considered Senate Bill number 216 and Senate Bill number 231, mining lease locations and extending the life of the parole board, and recommends they be placed on the April 29 calendar. Signed, Senator Bakes, Chairman, concurring Senators Ferguson and Kelly. Senator Ray also signed a calendar, 231. The Rules Committee considered Senate Bill number 179, delegation of department, pardon me, head membership on boards, commissions, and other units of state government, and recommends the Judiciary Committee substitute be adopted, and recommends calendaring on April 29. Signed, Senator Bakes, Chairman, concurring Senator Ferguson and Senator Kelly. Senator Ray signed calendar, but do not pass. This also appears on today's calendar. Those are the standing committee reports.
Reports, special committees.
There are no special committee reports.
There are bills for first reading.
Senate Bill number 283 by Senator Curtula, an act relating to the designation of state highways as scenic highways and providing for an effective date.
Transportation and Finance.
Senate Bill number 284 by Senator Curtula, an act making a special appropriation to the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities to study the Glen Highway between Palmer and Glen Allen for scenic highway designation and providing for an effective date.
Transportation and Finance.
Those are the new bills.
Takes us to the daily calendar. Secretary, please read Senate Bill 179.
Senate Bill number 179 by Senator Mulcahy, an act relating to the delegation of department head membership on boards, commissions, and other units of the state government. The Judiciary Committee considered this bill and recommends it be replaced with a committee substitute. Senator Ray, Chairman, signed do not pass. Signing do pass were Senators Ziegler, Josephson, and Pettyjohn. Senator Eliason signed no recommendation.
Mr. President, I would move and ask unanimous consent that the Judiciary substitute be adopted in lieu of the original bill.
Objection. Secretary Reed, the substitute.
CS for Senate Bill number 179, Judiciary, by the Judiciary Committee, an act relating to the delegation of department head membership on boards, commissions, and other units of the state government. There are no amendments.
The absence of amendments. Senator Ray.
We have some amendments, Mr. President. I would move and ask unanimous consent the committee substitute for Senate Bill 179, Judiciary, be considered in gross advance third reading and placed in final passage.
Objection. So ordered. Secretary, read the bill in third reading.
CS for Senate Bill number 179, Judiciary, an act relating to the delegation of department head membership on boards, commissions, and other units of state government.
Senator Mulcahy, you have the floor.
Mr. President, during the past couple of sessions, working with the different boards and commissions and looking at the membership on them, I got concerned about the workload and how the different commissioners were really spread out thin. Matter of fact, I spoke to you and several other members of the legislature about it. What this bill would do would allow the executive officers of the different departments to appoint one of the top-level management people subject to the approval of the governor. The Judiciary Committee put in a savings clause in there, which I thoroughly approve, and they have to notify the legislature of this delegation to the different boards and commissions around this within the state, and we have the opportunity to nullify this delegation if we want to. I've passed out to the different members of the Senate a list of all the I won't say it's all of it, but it's a majority, all we could identify of the boards and commissions, and it gives you an idea. Some of these are very time-consuming and important boards around the state that to do a job would take several days out of a week, and in some cases, I think, probably a week out of a month to do the job well, and this would allow it to be delegated down to other top management people, Mr. President.
Senator Ray.
Thank you, Mr. President. My main objection to this bill is that you're treating a symptom and not the root cause. If you don't want these people to be on these boards, take them off and designate somebody else. But just to have a commissioner on a board and then not have him serve on the board serves no purpose for anybody. It's a fallacy, and it's something that I don't think we should do. And to have the commissioner on the board and then have him appoint somebody else to sit in there and do whatever he's supposed to be doing provides a buffer for him so that that person could be doing other than what the legislature wants, and the commissioner could say, well, he's the guy that's doing it. I don't think it's the right thing to do. Just take the commissioners off of these boards and commissions if they don't have any business being on.
Senator Rohde?
President, of course, both previous speakers are correct. There is a significant problem with membership, particularly, for example, the Commissioner of Revenue. Senator Mulcahy has expressed his concern to me over the years, particularly when we served on free conference committees, and it was clear that the Commissioners of Revenue and Commerce were appointed to so many boards and commissions that they would have very great difficulty discharging the duties of their office and attending the meetings. Senator Ray's point is also well taken, that we really ought to consider the individuals that we are putting on the boards if they are representative of the department. Perhaps it's something that this body ought to take a look into in the interim. It's been a continuing problem because we should designate those people on all the boards and take a comprehensive look at all the people. We've added up over the past 23 years a great many members on the boards and commissions, and it's finally become a problem of significant magnitude.
You have the floor, Senator.
Mr. President, I threw you to the sponsor of the bill on line 16. It makes the statement, may assign the duties, powers, privileges of the membership to a subordinate employee. Is that meaning that he can only have one alternate, if you wish to call him that, to a particular commission? Mr. President, the reason I asked the question is that I used to chair a state commission that called for 9 public members and 7 commissioners. And, Mr. President, we never knew who was going to show up to those meetings, even though, and in that particular law, which happened to be the Coastal Policy Act, in that particular law, it did allow for the commissioner to designate an alternate. It had to be done in writing to the chairman of the commission. But it would change them from day to day. And if it's the intent that there be a single person, then I can support the bill.
Senator Joseph?
That there is a single person, and I think it's made clear in the next sentence, because the delegation must be in writing and is effective until it is revoked or until the principal executive officer resigns or forfeits office or is no longer qualified to be a member. And the intent isn't to have a kind of walking team or cadre of people, but to have one designee if that is the commissioner's choice.
Senator Rohde?
Mr. President, I think there is an ambiguity in the bill that Senator Gilman brings up. While the delegation must be in writing, and is effective until the executive officer revokes the delegation, which could be as that person sees fit. Perhaps that is something the body may want to add before we pass the legislation.
You have the floor, Senator.
President, could we have an ease, please?
We'll be at ease. Discussion, debate. The question is, shall Senate Bill 179 pass the Senate? You may proceed. Have all members voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? The Secretary close the roll.
The roll shows 15 yeas, 3 nays, 1 absent, 1 excused.
Senate Bill 179 has passed the Senate. The next item on the daily calendar is Senate Bill 216. Secretary read the bill.
Senate Bill number 216 by Senators Fahrenkamp and Bennett, an act relating to mining lease locations. The Resources Committee considered this bill and recommends that it be replaced with a committee substitute with a new title and a majority do pass, signed Senator Fahrenkamp, Chairman, concurring Senators Ziegler, Strzelczewski, Paul Fisher, and Kelly. There is a committee substitute.
To the committee substitute, Senator Ferguson, Senator Fahrenkamp.
Yes. Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent for the adoption of the Resources Committee substitute.
Objection. Secretary, read the
bill. CS for Senate Bill number 216, Resources, by the Resources Committee, an act relating to mining lease locations on and classification of state land and providing for an effective date. There are no amendments.
In absence of amendments, Senator.
I ask unanimous consent that the committee substitute for Senate Bill 216 resources be considered engrossed, advanced third reading, placed in final passage.
Objection, sorry.
CS for Senate Bill number 216 resources, an act relating to mining lease locations on and classification of state land and providing for an effective date.
Bill is before you for discussion debate. You have the floor, Senator.
Mr. President, this bill extends the for another 2 years, as we did previously, the need for, or the deadline for resources, DNR, to convert mining leases, mining claims to leases. This is necessary because there are so many of the claims coming in that DNR, either through lack of funds, lack of manpower, or lack of work, have not been able to achieve the deadline. So we do need to extend in order to protect our miners. Also, on the classification of lands, they're behind. They can't possibly meet the deadline again. And so they need the extension there. I think, Mr. President, that this brings up a matter that's been mentioned on this floor before, and that is a need to look at the land classification, look at the lands bill, and really give some serious thought to what we're going to do with that program. And it's my hope that I can have help from members of this body this summer to take a good look at revising the lands situation.
You have the floor, Senator Halpern.
Thank you, Mr. President. It's certainly difficult to object to the first section because I was the sponsor of the original legislation that's being extended. The second section, I think, as the resources chairman points out, is somewhat of a piecemeal approach to the land disposal problem. It extends for 2 years the deadline for classification, after which all lands not classified would be in the land disposal bank. That was put in the original land disposal bill in 79 in the wake of the Byrne Initiative because there was substantial difficulty in getting the classifications made. What we're doing is we're releasing the hammer over DNR to see that that's done. And I think, that may be a good policy decision. I am not totally convinced that we shouldn't do this, and I'm going to vote for the bill. But I think, as the resources chairman has said, we really need to go back and make sure that we're not simply backing away from some commitments that we made that there is a strong public support for.
Is there further debate? Question is, shall Senate Bill 216 as amended pass the Senate? Senator Ray.
Mr. President, it should be noted there is a title change.
There's a title change without objection. You have the floor, Senator.
Mr. President, then I will move the title change. Ask unanimous consent.
Objection. Question's been called for. You may proceed to vote. All members voted. Have all members voted? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 19 yeas, 1 excused.
If any member wish to change their vote, the record will stand. The bill has passed. Senator Ray.
Move to ask unanimous consent that the roll call on the passage of committee substitute for Senate Bill 216 resources for title change be considered the roll call on the effective date clause.
Without objection, so ordered. The next bill on the daily calendar is Senate Bill. Will be these. Order. Secretary, please read Senate Bill 231.
Senate Bill number 231 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act extending the life of the parole board and providing for an effective date. The Judiciary Committee considered this bill and recommends due pass. Signed, Senator Ray, Chairman, concurring Senators Ziegler, Josephson, Pettyjohn, and Eliason. There are no amendments.
In the absence of amendments, Senator Ray.
Will the Senate Bill 231 be considered engrossed and passed third reading, place final passage?
An objection. So ordered. Secretary, read the bill.
Senate Bill number 231, an act extending the life of the parole board and providing for an effective date.
The bill is before you for discussion and debate, Senator Ray.
I think it's pretty self-explanatory, Mr. President. It's just increasing it, keeping it going for the next 2 years.
Roll board. Senator Moss goes first. Senator Moss, then Senator Pettyjohn.
Mr. President, this is another example. We passed a sunset bill here a number of years ago. We continually extend the life of these boards and things. I just wanted to comment that it seems that we're going to be continually faced with the extension of these. I do not intend to vote for this morning. because of the very fact that we haven't abided by the sunset law that we passed before. We're continually asking for the extension of the life of boards and things that we said, cut them out, sunset them. We're not sunsetting them. I don't know what reason that we should continue on with this one, because apparently they're in the final year. That means that they'll have another final year coming up, and really the date that you're looking at is going to be a year longer than what the bill says, because you always got another year to finally wind things up. I'm opposed to the bill. Thank you, sir.
Senator Pettyjohn is seeking the floor. It's recognized.
Mr. President, I served on the parole board for 2 years, and I agree with some of the sentiments expressed by the senator from Delta Junction. However, at the parole board, we have a somewhat special situation in that the Constitution of the state of Alaska requires that there be a system of parole. And as far as I'm concerned, I don't think you can have a system of parole unless you have a parole board. I think one of the other purposes of the sunset legislation is to require the legislature to examine a board or commission to see that it's fulfilling its function, and to see if any changes or modifications in either its method of operation or its scope of its authority. As a former member of the parole board, I would like to assure the members of the body that the present parole board is part of the criminal justice system that does in fact work, and work pretty well. There are a few changes that might be made in that in the legislation authorizing the board and setting it up, but they're not changes that are crucial. The board does function well, and in this instance, the fact that there is a constitutional mandate that there be a system of parole, I think requires us to either, if we're not going to extend the parole board, we've got to replace it, and that is a complicated process which I don't think we're ready for this session, so I urge passage of the bill.
Senator Rabe was seeking floor, then Senator Victor Fisher.
Well, Mr. President, the senator from Anchorage took the concept of what I was going to say, and he said it much more eloquently than I could, and he took a considerably much longer time in doing it.
Senator Victor Fisher was seeking the floor.
Mr. President, if I may, I'd like to ask the senator from Anchorage, where in the Constitution is a requirement for a parole board? I wasn't aware of that.
Is there further debate? You wish to stand at ease? Senator Joson?
It's in Article 3, Section 21, which says a parole system shall be provided by law.
Senator Fisher had attended that session of the Constitutional Convention. Senator Fisher, you do have the floor under.
President, I just couldn't remember a parole board being required. A parole system is correct.
What the senator from South Anchorage said was that a parole system is required, and he could not imagine a parole system without a parole board.
Yes, sir. Senator Moss has the floor.
Mr. President, I want to clarify my position on this. My position is not so much, I don't care whether we've got a parole board or not. I'm talking about the sunset legislation that we addressed and the continuing of this process of extending these things. Now, perhaps we ought to get rid of the sunset laws rather than getting rid of the parole board at a later date. I have no problem with the parole board. It's the fact that we are continually bringing before us bills that extend the sunsetting of various and sundry things that we have said we're going to sunset. That's my problem, Mr. President.
Resources Chairperson.
Mr. President, the sunset laws do not say that we are going to sunset something. It says we review it to see if it's performing its function. We have Budget and Audit Committee that reviews these and makes recommendations on whether or not they are performing their function under law, and makes recommendation to this body.
Question is called for. Question is, shall Senate Bill 231 pass the Senate? You may proceed. Have all members voted this morning? Have all members voted? Secretary, close the roll. Does any member wish to change their vote? Secretary, close.
The roll shows 18 yeas, 1 nay, 1 excuse.
Senate Bill 231 has passed the Senate. Senator Ray.
Move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call on the passage of Senate Bill 231 be considered the roll call on the effective date clause.
Without objection, so ordered.
Would you like my water? Would you like my water?
Thank you. Takes us to the citation calendar.
citations honoring Linda Howard by Representatives Grusendorf and Fritz and Senator Eliason. A citation honoring Tracy Moody by Representatives Larson and Fritz and Senator Kutula. Honoring John Clow by Representatives Duncan, M. M. Miller, Fritz, and Senator Ray. Honoring Alaska Midget All-Stars by Senator Ferguson and Representative Adams. Honoring William C. Lee by Senator Rohde. In Memoriam, Rita Stonich by Representative Duncan, M. M. Miller, Malone, and Cato, and Senator Ray. In Memoriam, Robert G. Scholten by Senators Sturgiluski, Rohde, and Representatives Tischer, Abood, and Bussell.
Senator Halpern.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move and ask unanimous consent I be added as a co-sponsor to the citation in memoriam for Robert G. Scholten.
I would like to be shown, Sue, without objection. You have the floor, Senator Kelly.
Same request, Mr. President, on the Alaska Midget All-Stars.
Without objection, Senator Ray.
Mr. President.
You have the floor, Senator.
Move and ask unanimous consent that the rules be suspended and the publication notice requirement on the citation honoring Ty Trigstad be waived and the citation be taken up as a special order of business at this time. I believe everybody has a copy on the desk.
Not objection, so ordered. Secretary, read the citation.
A citation honoring Ty Trigstad by Representatives Locker and Fritz and Larson and Senators Kutula and Senator Kutula.
You have the floor, Senator.
Mr. President, move and ask unanimous consent that I be added to the Trigstad. I've been friends with for a long time with your parents.
Without objection. Senator Ray?
No other additions. I move and ask unanimous consent that the citation calendar be approved as read.
Without objection. Citation calendar has been approved. Next item on unfinished business. Are there items under unfinished business this morning? Announcements. You have the floor, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. President, I'd give notice of. I'd ask unanimous consent that Senate Bill 272 be waived from the Community and Regional Affairs Committee, and this is an act making a special appropriation for payments and grants to the municipality of Anchorage for expansion of the Ship Creek treatment plant and the Clutna Water Project. It has two other referrals on this.
Without objection, so ordered. You have the floor, Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, unanimous consent that I be excused from a call of the Senate tomorrow. Saturday, I will be in Anchorage over the weekend.
Without objection, Senator Victor Fisher.
Mr. President, I'd like to advise the members that State Affairs Committee has completed work on Senate Bill 257 on legislative conduct. The State Affairs Committee substitute is together with a sectional analysis will be circulated beginning sometime this afternoon to all members of the Senate and to the appropriate House committees dealing with the legislation, together with a separate alternative, some alternative language dealing with the organization for administering the ethics legislation. The bill includes an ethics, legislative ethics commission. This would show how we might approach having separate ethics committees within each body of the legislature. This is just for those who are interested in looking at that alternative. The bill will be formally moving, I guess it'll be formally moving out of committee and be reported to the floor, but this is a means for members to have a chance to review the bill as it goes in its way to the next committee for consideration.
Very good. I see the Rules Chairman also nodding. You have the floor, Rules Chairperson.
Yes, Mr. President, I think that next referral is Judiciary, and I'm very pleased that Senator Fisher is moving that legislation on. I'd like to call the members' attention to an exciting Rules Committee meeting today at 2:40 in the Belts Room. The agendas are on your desk, and we'll have a supplemental calendar tomorrow, hopefully. And I think any of you who would be interested in giving a few words on any of these bills, you would be most welcome. Also, session tomorrow after heated debate will be at 10 o'clock. In the morning with a fairly heavy calendar, if possible.
You have the floor, Senator Moss.
Mr. President, we have tomorrow, I'm going to ask the quorum on the Transportation Committee at 1:30 in the Buttrell Room. We have a number of bills we have heard before. I'd like to bring them up, and the bills are SB 144, SB 264, Committee Substitute House Bill 240, Committee substitute Senate Bill 217. That's an amended version of the Transportation Committee that we will bring up. There is a committee substitute Senate concurrent Resolution 16. Has to do with middle turning lanes. We will bring those up. We're going to either hear them and get them through for this session or whatever. But those will be the last bills probably that we'll try to get out of transportation or whatever. And this afternoon, this morning rather, after we get through, Senate Special Agriculture Committee is holding a hearing on Alaska Native Village Agriculture as soon as we're out. The hearing will be teleconferenced into the following sites: Barra, Ambler, Kotzebue, Sulawak, Nome, Unalakleet, Bethel, Dillingham, Delta Junction, Fairbanks, Fort Yukon, Galena, Anchorage, Matsu, Ketchikan, Sitka, Kluwak, Ruby, Teller, and Aniak. If there are any of the legislators that have some of the folks out there, they're welcome to participate in this morning. Thank you.
To the floor, Senator Bennett, Mr. Finance Chair.
The Finance Committee will meet this afternoon at 1:30, taking up House Bill 336, that's the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation bill, also Senate Bill 203, which taxes the pipeline. That time permitting, we'll continue with the University of Alaska budget. And tomorrow morning, we will meet at 8:30, taking up the natural resources budget.
Senator Joseph, Mr. Chairman.
Yes,
Mr. Without objection.
Mr. President, in the far gallery is a longtime Anchorage resident who represented Anchorage in the State House of Representatives during the 2020 House, led by former Speaker Bruce Kendall, who's also patrolling the halls this week. He was, I believe, chairman of the House Rules Committee and had the distinction of taking a bill of mine which would have allowed legislators who didn't feel they were earning their salaries to certify that effect and withhold or deny that decline their pay, throwing that into a round file next to his desk. But he has served with even greater distinction in other capacities as a leader in the Foreign Policy Association in Anchorage, a leader of the psychology profession, a member of the Anchorage City Council, and an activist in the local arts community in Anchorage, Dr. Jim Parsons.
We welcome you this morning, Jim. Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, there'll be a brief minority caucus following today's session.
Mr. Finance Chairman.
If it is.
We're at... The fiscal note has been received by Finance. I'd add Finance as the final referral. Senate Bill 59. We're under special orders. You do have the floor rules, Chairman. Chairperson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have just been given a message while I sat in session today. I move and ask unanimous consent to be able to tell the body of a tragedy that has befallen specifically one of my constituents, but known to many members of the body.
The
message was delivered during session today by Hope Nelson, who's the Republican chairman in District 8 on the hillside in South Anchorage. And she calls to report that Pastor Glover, who is the leader of the Harvester Academy in South Anchorage, was shot to death 2 hours outside of Mexico City last night. His wife, Carolyn, is in very critical condition. And I would hope the members of the Senate would have a few thoughts to share towards her recovery as the day goes by today. Thank you, sir.
Thank you for the information. You have the floor, Senator. Do you wish the floor on a special order?
Pastor Glover was a gentleman who was a real, true gentleman. And we did not always agree, both in my service in the Assembly and here, but I know of nobody who represented a religious movement in Alaska who was more gracious and more hospitable. And I would really like to have a moment of silence or some manifestation of our concern about this, our feelings.
Without objection, may we stand, leave those distinguished last. Senator Victor Fisher, if you wish to say a word to me. Deeply regret the loss of distinguished Alaskan. Lord. Amen. The We have items under special orders. Senator Ray.
Mr. Gunn, before the Senate, I move we adjourn to the time announced by the rules chair lady, 10 a.m. Saturday, April 30th.